language lovers. Thank you for being here at Love, Joy, and Languages, the podcast about loving languages and finding joy in learning them. My name is Heidi, and I am the creator and host of the show. Excited, as always, to dig into the wonderful world of language learning. I have to apologize first because this episode is coming out late for the second time this season. Things are just getting really busy. My microphone isn't working well, so editing is taking too long, and I've decided to just go with it. I would much rather give you guys quality episodes that I'm happy to put out than to stress too much about trying to do one every week. So I'm still here trying to get you an episode every week, but when I fail, that's all right. Just go with it. I am here for you, okay? But today I want to talk about flashcards. I've been saying for a while that I want to share how I've been using flashcards in the last year or so and how they've been an incredibly useful tool in my language growth. In addition to that, I want to talk about flashcards because for years I hated using them. They were great for memorizing multiplication tables in primary school and then cramming Spanish vocabulary into my head in order to pass a quiz, but that was it. That was all I saw them useful for. Quick memorization of information. Of course, when I started learning Italian, I thought flashcards had to be part of the process because they had been a part of the process of me learning things in school, or in reality, learning things for a test and then promptly forgetting them. But because I found them boring and monotonous, I used language flashcards on and off over the years, eventually moving over to Anki, or Anki, however you pronounce it. And Anki made them a bit less boring and a bit more useful, but I still just use them here and there until the last year when I've been working on two personal projects to boost my German and Italian up a level. With these projects, I found flashcards to be a wonderful complement to my language study, and I've discovered that there is an effective way for me to create and use flashcards and it be worth my time. But here's the thing. There is no shortage of language folks, from casual learners to polyglots to language teachers and coaches, who bluntly claim that flashcards don't work. And when I see Instagram posts or blog articles directing others to stop using flashcards, and here's why, I find that the reasons they give are more often than not reasons why misuse of flashcards doesn't work. Not that flashcards are really the problem. There are actually very simple ways we can take the reasons why language learners find flashcards to be ineffective and alter our use of them to be effective. It really is that simple. In reality, there is no one-size-fits-all. And any generic claims that state you need to stop doing this or stop using whatever method just feed into our fears that we aren't doing it right, that we're wasting our time, that we have no idea what we're doing. They feed into the fear that we just need to find that perfect resource that's going to get us to fluency. And that's not cool. Every language learning method out there is useful and can be tailored to fit a variety of needs at a variety of levels. So yes, flashcards work. What doesn't work is our expectations that any single resource is perfect or that there's only one way to use a resource or method. So here's how I'm going to do this today. I'm going to give five of the top reasons language folks say flashcards don't work, the reasons people tell others not to use them. And for each one, I'm going to share what I've been doing to counteract those supposed fatal flaws and very effectively boost my languages. Nothing I'm going to say here is new either. I haven't discovered a new way to use flashcards. Plenty of people before me have talked about how to use them effectively. But now that I've been able to piece together all the various tips about flashcard creation and use, and I have experience using them well and seeing fast progress in both languages, I want to share from my experience. So first are the top five reasons people say that flashcards don't work. One, words are not isolated in language, so learning or memorizing individual words doesn't work. Two, learning grammar rules and conjugation tables don't teach you how to use the grammar. 3. Flashcards keep our minds in translation mode. 4. Using flashcards, we get stuck in a loop of reviewing what we already know. And 5. Memorization and recall of words isn't going to help activate and use the language. And these are my generalizations. There are other ways in which people present these ideas, and there are other reasons why flashcards don't work for some people. I actually agree with all of these statements if we're only using flashcards in the most generic way of putting a single word in our target language on one side and the word translated into our native language on the other side. But we don't have to do it that way. Sure, that's probably how we learned to use flashcards in math or high school Spanish class, but that doesn't mean we have to do it that way. So let's counteract these criticisms here. Number one, words are not isolated in language, so learning or memorizing individual words doesn't work. You have to learn words in context. I agree to a large extent. I mean, I certainly have learned individual words by asking my kid, "Hey, what does this mean in German?" They give me the word, I use it in whatever I wanted to say, and it sticks. Next time I need it, it's there. But this isn't going to be true for most words. Context really is important. However, this isn't a reason not to use flashcards. And it definitely doesn't mean they don't work. We simply add context to the flashcards. And I think this is a great complement to gaining new vocabulary from context. In all honesty, how often do I read a new word in context and remember it? I don't. I often understand it, so I don't need to look it up, but I have to see or hear it over and over in context to really internalize its meaning. And that's what I'm doing with my flashcards. I'm taking the contextual input and curating the repetition. First, I read in and listen to my languages a lot. During my routine study time in the morning, I do it at my desk where I have my Anki flashcard app up on my computer. So I read, usually a book, sometimes a blog article on something that interests me, or I read something from lingua.com. But I always find a topic I would read about in my native language, so it's something I really enjoy. Then, as I'm going along, any words that are repeated often, so I know they're probably important, words that just stick out to me that I really want to learn, and maybe some grammar things I want to focus on, I pull them out and create a flashcard for them. I'll talk about grammar in a minute, but for vocabulary, I don't put the individual words. I already have them in context because I found them in context. So I put the whole sentence on the card, and on one side I leave a blank where the word is, and on the other side, the entire sentence. Again, nothing new here. This is called a close exercise, C-L-O-Z-E. If there's a word phrase, like a prepositional phrase, or any combination of words that just go together, then I put a blank for each of those words. If it's a noun, I'll put a blank for the article or other identifier with it. Then I go out to the internet and find other example sentences. Reverso Context and Lingui are two translation websites and apps that are very useful for getting new sentences. And then, for even more context, I come up with a sentence using the word or word phrase and personalize it. Sometimes I actually skip the other steps and go right to creating personal sentences, because these bring the words back to me, back to something that really brings them to life. And also, I'm coming up with things I may actually talk about sometime. To personalize a word in context, we can use the names of people we know and associate things they really do or their real attributes. Maybe we give a sentence that describes a memory we have or something like that. But the more thought and feeling we put into personalizing sentences using the words we're focusing on with our flashcards, the faster we'll be able to recall and then actively use those words. So again, yes, learning words in context is great advice. But that isn't a reason not to use flashcards. In fact, I've had the fastest progress with vocabulary retention when I couple extensive reading with flashcard creation and review. Reading something in context and understanding it in context is great, but I may not see it again for a while, so I don't get much repetition. At beginner levels, that's okay. You'll get all the common and important words over and over naturally. But as you progress, especially into the upper intermediate area, taking the context and adding it to a flashcard that you commit to reviewing is a great way to force that repetition. Number two on my criticism of flashcards list is that learning grammar rules and conjugation tables don't teach you how to use the grammar. And that is mostly true. Again, I have been able to remember basic conjugation rules by memorizing the regular patterns and applying them to new verbs, but that isn't really feasible or the most effective way to be able to naturally and instinctively use the grammar. But let's use flashcards to see that grammar in action, just like seeing vocabulary in context. I often create entire flashcard decks dedicated to a grammar topic, especially one that I'm really intensively focusing on or one that's really weak for me. I also sprinkle grammar cards throughout other decks. I didn't mention this before, but I like to create vocab decks based on themes. So if I'm reading an article about perfectionism, a lot of the new vocab will be related to perfectionism. And if I pick out grammar that's a bit shaky for me from that article, I keep those cards in the perfectionism deck. There are so many ways to create effective flashcards that help you to be able to start learning and using particular grammar without ever memorizing rules or tables. Let's take verb conjugations, for example. I have an entire deck in Anki that's dedicated to Italian subjunctive, where I have full sentences found in my readings and/or personalized to my life and the people I know, leaving out the verb in the subjunctive. In this subjunctive deck, I have several flashcards with words and phrases that trigger the subjunctive in multiple tenses. I'm getting repetition of the actual conjugations without having to memorize a conjugation table, and I make sure to include the most common irregular verbs. I have studied the subjunctive. I have written down and reviewed those tables and rules, but the most effective thing I've done to learn them is creating and reviewing this subjunctive flashcard deck, because I'm taking all of that context I get and intentionally curating the repetition needed to internalize all those rules. I haven't mastered it, but I've made huge progress in the area of subjunctive using this method. Something else I've added to my flashcard deck for grammar things that haven't sunk in yet are questions. In Italian, for example, I've picked up a bad habit over the years of not including the article il before dates. Instead of saying something like, I have an appointment the 3 June, which is how it would be said in Italian, o un appuntamento il 3 giugno, I would say, I have an appointment on 3 June, using a or su instead of il. Really bad habit. So to drill in this tiny little detail, I made a flashcard using a question written in Italian, something like, when you say a day of the month, do you use an article or a preposition? On the same side, I included a couple of sentences that came directly from a tutoring session where this mistake was pointed out to me, and a blank right before the day. So personalized sentences with the focus grammar pulled out. On the back side, I put the sentences with the blanks filled in. And guess what? After just a few passes of this card over the course of a couple weeks, I started saying the dates correctly every time. I don't even have to think about it anymore. This particular way of using flashcards helped me break a more than 6-year bad habit in less than 2 weeks. I found this question format really effective for honing in on those very specific mistakes I find myself making over and over. Especially if I know the rules, I know the words, I can read or hear a sentence with them and never think twice because I understand, and yet I keep messing it up because the mistakes were made habitually from the beginning. Moving on to number 3. Critics of flashcards often say that they keep our minds in translation mode, and we want to train ourselves to naturally and instinctively converse in our languages. And I get it. That can definitely be true. When we put whatever we're learning in our target language on one side and our native or other advanced language on the other side, we are learning a translated word. And even worse, we can often find ourselves flipping the cards over before we're ready, before we even have the answer out. So we don't allow ourselves to fully form the word before moving on. I know I've done this a lot. But flashcards don't have to be translation. For beginners, what are we most often learning? Nouns, verbs, adjectives, sometimes numbers. If I'm learning apple, for example, I can put the word in my new language on one side and a picture of an apple on the other. I can put pictures of verbs, even better if they're personal pictures. You know, I have a picture of myself eating pizza in Italy, a picture of my daughter climbing a tree. You can find pictures online that indicate opposites: high, low, near, far, dark, bright. You don't need any words in your native language on these flashcards. At more of an intermediate level, you can use definitions of words. So the definition written in your target language on one side and the target word on the other, with pronunciation and a sentence for context. Or you can put synonyms. I have several Italian flashcards that on one side have something like three synonyms of whatever word, three synonyms of result written in Italian. And the backside has, in Italian, outcome, consequence, and conclusion. And then a sentence or sentences that are personal to me where these words can be interchanged. Something else to note here is that you can add a layer of pronunciation. Forvo.com is a great place to go for hearing word pronunciation. All of their audio clips are real people saying the words, and if you create a free account, you can download the MP3 clips and add them to your Anki cards, for example. I'm sure there are other ways to incorporate pronunciation, but that's the one I use, so I'd love to hear what others do for this. This way of making flashcards more interactive and layered is something that takes more time, but in my experience, is very much worth it to, one, recall the words and concepts faster, but two, avoid translation. It's an excellent method to use from the beginning of your journey to get you into the language and associating words in your target language with their meaning instead of associating them with the word in your other languages. I actually went through a pretty long period where I really enjoyed creating these comprehensive flashcards with pictures and audio and example sentences, but I hated reviewing them. And the funny thing is, I still easily recalled a lot of those words when I needed them in conversation. Just the act of creating the flashcards, looking for the right picture, and listening to the pronunciation was an experience I had with those words that made them easier to recall, even though I rarely or never reviewed the resulting flashcards. The fourth criticism of using flashcards is that we get stuck in a loop of reviewing what we already know. You know, it feels good to get something right, so we gravitate toward reviewing cards we know more than ones we don't know. And this is true. But it isn't a flashcard problem. It's an us problem. It's a user problem. Flashcards don't tell us to frequently review what we know in order to increase our dopamine. We do it ourselves. A system like Anki that has its own built-in SRS structure, so spaced repetition system, is useful because it does most of the work for you in choosing when to put certain words in front of you. But it's still up to the user to choose whether a card is easy and can be reviewed much later, good and can be reviewed somewhat later, or hard and needs to be seen again soon. It's also up to the user to hide, suspend, or delete a card once we already do know it. And it isn't easy to do because, again, we really like seeing those easy cards again. We really like flipping through a deck and getting everything right. But that isn't an effective or efficient use of our time. So the better method here boils down to knowing yourself and making the best and most honest choice for yourself. Now, if you're like me, then the moment of having to choose the level of difficulty you had recalling a card can be a stressful moment, and we don't want to add stress to our language time. It isn't an exact science, and maybe you choose wrong. Maybe you do need to see a card more often, but it'll come around again. Or in Anki, you can browse cards and reset their time. Nothing is set in stone. No decision on how often to see a certain card is going to make or break your language progress. What will hinder it, though, is keeping every single card for short-term review, or reviewing every single card every day. This won't move you in a forward direction at all. It takes a bit of discipline to find a good enough state and stop reviewing the cards you no longer need. And an added benefit to this is that your decks become smaller. Have you ever realized that you've been making and reviewing flashcards and all of a sudden you're up to like more than 100 cards to review? That can feel momentarily stressful, but suspending, deleting, or removing cards we no longer need immediately reduces that number and helps us focus in on the ones we do need. So this one comes down again to how we use flashcards, not the flashcard systems themselves. But it also comes down to expectations. I think a lot of people believe that flashcards don't work because they have an expectation to be able to actively recall every single word or thing ever put on a flashcard. Or they're not admitting to themselves that they've made the flashcards but aren't actually reviewing them. I've done this, and it's easier to blame the flashcards than it is to admit our own fault. which is fine. If you have a user problem that you don't want to face, then go on to something else that works for you. The reality of language learning, though, is that some words just don't stick, no matter what method we use. Some words just take a really long time to be able to understand and use. But expectations. Is the purpose of flashcards to shove every single word into our heads? Is it to be able to use every single word we put on a card? Or is the purpose to intentionally increase the frequency with which we see a word or phrase and intentionally increase the number of opportunities we have to recall the word? Additionally, effective flashcards are not static. They don't have to remain the same, meaning they can grow with you as your language grows. Maybe my beginner card for the word apple has the word in my target language on one side and a picture with audio pronunciation on the other. Instead of retiring or deleting that card when I know the word for apple, I modify it. I add to it. Maybe I add an article and an adjective. A red apple. The green apple. Then it grows to a simple sentence. The red apple is big. Then the red apple is big and I ate it. And keep adding and growing the complexity of your flashcards as you progress. Again, this is something that takes time and it takes intention, but it's just an example of thinking outside the box and overcoming the limitations we don't even realize we've put on a method, any method, but in this case, flashcards. The last reason I'm going to share today that people give for claiming flashcards don't work is this. Memorization and recall of words doesn't activate the language. It isn't the same as using or producing a language. Even though with flashcards we're producing something, we're filling in a blank, answering a question, or recalling a word, it still creates a passive understanding of the material if we don't take it any further. This isn't unique to flashcards, but it is very often a harsh criticism of them. But again, this isn't a flashcard problem. It's an us problem. We have to activate the things we learn. And using multiple methods of learning in conjunction with one another helps fill in the limitations of a resource. Always. So here, yeah, flashcards on their own aren't going to get you the speaking and conversation practice you need. But you know what works really well? Having regular conversation or speaking practice where you use the words and parts of grammar that you're focusing on in your flashcard time. One of my themed card decks that I mentioned earlier is a German deck built from an article I read about perfectionism. So if I combine a 2-week stint of reviewing some of these cards every day, or most days, this isn't all or nothing, but if I combine that with a conversation each week in German about perfectionism, and also write 2 journal entries about perfectionism in German, then I am activating the words that I passively recall with the flashcards. And then, once a week, I reread the article where I got those words, so I'm activating my in full context understanding of the words. I am intentionally using the words that I'm learning, or the grammar I'm learning, or whatever it is, I'm activating them by producing them in a different setting, more spontaneously, yet intentionally. Intentionally spontaneous. There's a nice paradox for you. But honestly, no matter what method we're using to learn and internalize the language, we have to activate it. We have to actively do the skills we want to improve, whether reading, writing, listening, or speaking. This is not an area where I think flashcards are lacking. It's an area where we fall into a mindset that every resource and method we use must be complete. That a good language resource will provide a perfect combination of learning new things, reading, writing, listening, and speaking. And even the most comprehensive resources that I've used that do incorporate a good amount of all of those are not enough on their own, because we can't always predict the types of conversations we'll find ourselves in. We must, with purpose, take up opportunities to put into action the things we're taking in. And flashcards are an excellent complement or tool for getting the repetition needed for faster recall when you are producing the language. So to start wrapping this up here, all the ideas and recommendations shared here today are exactly how I've been using flashcards for the better part of a year now. In both of my languages, I spend most of my time reading and listening to podcasts. And for Italian, I also follow a B2 exam prep book with exercises and explanations and such. These are where I get new words and identify grammar I need to work on. In both languages, I have italki tutors. I've been on pause for a couple weeks, but I usually meet with them once or twice a week, and I try to talk about the things I've read or heard in my extensive input time. In both languages, I maintain several decks in Anki, and I do some review or add more cards most days. As I'm reading and listening to the language, I start recognizing words and grammar from my flashcards. I'm activating the input understanding of them. As I have conversations, I find ways to use words from the flashcards. I start using the grammar more confidently. I attempt making more complex sentences. I use more reflexive verbs. I throw in those prepositions. And I activate my output of what I've reviewed in the flashcards. And to be honest, this has been my best year in languages to date. I've made more progress, larger leaps and bounds in this past year than ever before. I'm not saying the reason for this is flashcards and that my method is perfect or that you should stop what you're doing and start doing things my way. But what I am saying is that flashcards have been a very useful tool that I've been using very effectively and that I can directly link to my ability to recall certain words, overcome habitual mistakes, and use more advanced grammar. Without a doubt, flashcards have been an integral part of the progress I've been making, in conjunction with lots of input. And mind you, input I enjoy, but flashcards made from the input I get. And then speaking practice, where I intentionally use what I've been reviewing in the flashcards. And here's the thing. I know my use of the current flashcard decks I have will come to an end. I will eventually decide that I've reviewed enough. It won't do me any good to keep pushing along, and I will delete everything I have. Then, when I want to make more leaps and bounds, when I focus myself on the next level and the next, I'll start again with new information for which I want to curate the repetition needed for better and faster recall. Now, a quick recap of what I've talked about today. I know this is long for a solo episode. Number one, words are not isolated in language, so learning or memorizing individual words doesn't work. Combat this by adding context to your flashcards, especially personalized sentences using the words you want to internalize. Number two, learning grammar rules and conjugation tables doesn't teach you how to use the grammar. So create flashcards that include sentences using the grammar you need. The more the merrier, and even better if they're personal to you. Number three, flashcards keep our minds in translation mode. If you don't like the idea of getting stuck always translating in your head, don't create flashcards with translation. Make them as layered as possible by adding pictures, audio, definitions, synonyms, anything you can do to understand what you're asking of yourself as you go through your deck, but without the crutch that is another language you already know. Number four, using flashcards, we get stuck in a loop of reviewing what we already know. So, know your flashcard tendencies and be honest with yourself. Don't waste your time reviewing things you definitely know. And don't pass too quickly or ignore the difficult cards. Be honest and you will utilize this method much more efficiently. And also, stop reviewing cards or even throw out entire decks when they no longer serve you. That's a sign of progress too. You're outgrowing your old cards. Lastly, number five, memorization and recall of words isn't going to help activate and use the language. So, activate the language. Activate what you learn and review with your flashcards. Write or talk about things related to your cards. Use the words you're reviewing. Listen for them. Notice them when you read. Use the grammar you're focusing on. When used well, flashcards can be a powerful addition to any language learning method. If there's something you want to do, that's always the bottom line. The most effective and amazing language learning methods out there won't work for you if you don't like them or if they just aren't your preferred way of learning. So go with what you want. So what do you all think? Are you a flashcard hater, a flashcard lover, or somewhere in between and you think you want to try out a new or different way of using them? Wherever you stand, just know that you don't have to do anything anyone else suggests. Don't listen to the voices telling you that you must stop using flashcards. And don't listen to the voices telling you that you really need to add them to your study routine. Do listen to your own voice. Listen to your own intuition that tells you what you enjoy, what you want to try out, and what you want to ignore. You're doing great, language learners. I hope you've gotten some ideas out of the flashcard thoughts I've shared today. I'll leave my social media info in the show notes so you all know where you can find me out there in online language learning spaces. For now, I wish you a lovely language learning week. And until next time, ciao.